a poor, unhappy washerwoman, he began.
But the bargewoman, Toad quickly discovered, was a most unpleasant person. She came up to Toad and looked hard at his face under his bonnet.
Washerwoman, indeed! You're a fat, lazy little toad, that's what you are!
And she said rudely, get off my barge! And she actually pushed Toad off the barge into the canal. Toad swam to the bank and climbed out. He was wildly angry. How could he punish this rude and terrible person? Then he saw the horse which was pulling the barge, and an idea came to him.
2 minutes later, he was riding the horse across the fields away from the canal. Behind him, the bargewoman was shouting and screaming angrily. Toad rode on, laughing at his own cleverness.
Later that morning, he met a man with a caravan who was cooking over a fire in a field. Toad sold him the bargewoman's horse for a good price and a hot breakfast. He ate and ate until he was almost too full to move, but he still had a long way to go to get home, so he got up and went on. The sun was shining brightly, his clothes were dry again, and the new coins made a pleasant sound in his pocket. He took off the bonnet, which was too hot, and began to think about all his adventures and escapes.
Ho-ho! He said to himself. What a clever toad I am! How brave, how intelligent! The problem is too difficult for Toad.
He began to sing a song about himself as he walked along, although there was no one to hear it. It was perhaps the most boastful song that any animal ever sang.